Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I do want to let you know that there is an ongoing alert about coastal flood warning right now. That is this morning, started at 6:54 and goes to 3:24 this afternoon. This is for Baldwin County, Alabama, Santa Rosa, Florida, Scambia County, Florida, and Okaloosa, Florida. And also we have wind in the area, heavy wind, 20, 25, as much as 30 to 35 mile an hour gusts in some places. So if you're crossing a bridge somewhere close to the coast and you got a box truck or a van, please be careful. Joining us now, as he does every Monday about this time, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So the general rule is that if I'm involved in the traffic stop, I stop the car, I turn off the car, and I cooperate with the officers. That's a good plan. Not everybody follows it. you had on Thursday, you had an example of somebody didn't follow instructions well. Is that right?
Yeah, and usually it's people who have no license or warrants or something like that. And he decided, FHP actually initiated a traffic stop. He decided to bail out and run into the woods, which, you know, then they call for our dogs, and our dogs never miss. So eventually you're going to get caught anyway. So the best thing is if you have issues and you're being pulled over, just deal with the issue. Don't add to it, because now you've got resisting arrest and you possibly could get dog bit.
Running and resisting always make it worse, not better. We know this from now. I had seen some of the video. I know South Santa Rosa News had some video of some of the deputies kind of zipping through some neighborhoods in Holly. That must have been to respond to the area, not to catch him, or was it to actually in pursuit of him at the time?
No, what happens is we try to set up a perimeter as fast as we can, because if you set it up and it takes you a long time to set the perimeter up, he could outside the perimeter before, you set it up. So they try to get to their corners. They get assigned places to get to. They get there and then, of course, watch that wood line in both directions. And then we have what we call a perimeter, and we set the dogs into the perimeter. And like I said, our dogs don't miss. So, what amazes me is the people who get out and run, I guess they're thinking they're going to get away forever. I can't grasp it. I don't understand it. Like, hey, I know somebody who ran from a traffic stop and never, ever got caught. I'm like, I don't.
You pretty much have like D.B. Cooper, and he's probably not alive.
Yeah. And he had a parachute. So
right.
It's different.
Hey, just one thing I want to let people know about is if you do see stuff like that in your neighborhood, keep your eyes open, lock your doors, and help if you can, because I know we had a guy that was, had gotten loose in our neighborhood a couple of years ago, and, my wife was basically, out, flagging down the officer, like, he went that way, know?
And we get a lot of that. We really do. Like that one where I did the press conference for the guy got shot at but missed that was doing a home invasion. We're getting phone calls, hey, he's in my backyard, and he just went east over my privacy fence. I mean, we get that all the time, which is great. We love the citizens to help. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the other things that you showed off last week on Friday, I think, was the Honor Guard van. Very interesting. Tell people what this is for.
Yeah, so we have an Honor Guard with, I believe we have 12 people currently assigned to it. And they respond not only to our officers' funerals, which we had one Saturday, unfortunately. My first chief deputy that I had passed away from cancer.
I'm so sorry.
And, Jim Spencer, yeah. And we had a funeral for him Saturday. And, of course, Honor Guard does everything at the funeral, takes care of the family and does all that. But we also send them away. So for, like, the state memorial, they go to Tallahassee for Police Week, and then sometimes we send a few of them up to Washington, D.C., especially when we have names being put on a national memorial, and they'll go to D.C. But this is for local travel. Say somebody in Jacksonville, an officer gets killed in line of duty and at the funeral, we send them to Jacksonville. It used to, they all had to take their own patrol cars and go over there. Well, now we have one van. They all get the van and they go.
Well, that's much better. Plus, when they arrive, it's really obvious who they are, and obviously for transportation, not having to put, you know, extra miles on those things. So that is all to the good for me. And it really is, I mean, quite a special service that, you know, PPD does this, Scambia Sheriff's Office does this, you guys do this. I think it's a, you know, it's a very, very good thing. So now I know you guys also had gotten the Star Foundation kicked off. Did the Star Foundation buy the van or?
No. It was our van and then MRE, the Motorcycle Riders Events, or 501c3. They had it wrapped for it. They paid to get it wrapped with those graphics. So, yeah, so that was awesome. And when we displayed it the first time, of course, MRE was there, some of their riders, and we have a deputy that's in it. So it's a great little cooperation that we have with MRE. They're a great bunch of guys and gals that help us anytime we need it.
That's wonderful. And then that last one I kind of mentioned a moment ago, but I think your Star Foundation, which is the nonprofit fundraising extension for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, is now active. Is that right?
Yes, we now have our 501c3. So we are 100% nonprofit now. We're going to get the ball rolling. We're going to have some fundraisers coming up. We're going to have a skeet shoot. We're going to have a rodeo. And then we're going to also put on a golf tournament. So we're going to have those three fundraisers every year, and we're going to try to raise money. And, of course, this is to help deputies in need, but also to help the community. And hopefully the community will help us with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's the kind of thing where a lot of people want to donate to law enforcement. And prior to having these foundations, there's just no mechanism for them to do it, right?
Right. Yeah, you just come up and say, hey, Sheriff, here's a check for $500. Use it how you want. I mean, we're not set up for that.
Right.
But now we are, actually. So with the Star Foundation, we are set up for that now. So there is a way for the community to help.
What does STAR stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything other than the star we wear on our chest.
I gotcha. All right. I didn't know. So that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thank you for the time and the information and for doing what you do to keep us safe, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
Very good. 817 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic for us. Jake.
We lost him there.
I know, because his phone was kind of sketchy, and I just thought we lost. And then,
he just hung up.
Yeah, Evans.
Not seeing any major issues on our roadways. No slowdowns to tell you about. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any issues there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, no accidents reported there this morning. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you do see any problems on our roadways, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to get that next vehicle, you need to look at vehicles, you're kind of deciding where you are with that. Maybe you're like you're not sure yet. Maybe you're kind of in the, go to Frontier and look around. I mean, what's the harm? You get a sense of what's out there. You get a sense of what the prices are going to be. And maybe what you discover is like, no, I can put up with this a little bit longer. I mean, if you're like me, that's what Or maybe you're like, nope, time to make a difference. Time to make a change. I don't like driving this car anymore. This car is not making me happy. It's costing me too much money. Whatever the case may be, you trade it in, you get a good new one or an almost new one from Frontier Motors. Cars that are 1, 2, 3 years young, great condition, low miles, excellent prices, outstanding customer service. They'll take care of you even after the sale, which is extraordinarily rare in used vehicles. But that's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. That's why I recommend them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
Commissioners, I do actually need a vote on the written communication. This is a request from the school board. They have appropriately followed the statute to ask for ballot placement for a renewal of their half-cent sales tax. And I do see this as a ministerial function on your behalf. If you guys can vote on this today, we can make sure that the Supervisor of Elections is notified for placement in the November general election ballot.
Super. I'd entertain a motion.
So there you have the Escambia County Commission on Thursday. That's Allison Rogers, county attorney, taking up the question of extending the local option sales tax, the 0.5% tax. I don't like to call it a half penny. I think it's, I don't know, 0.5%. I mean, I know it's a half a penny on a buck, but and it's sort of convenient. But I think a half penny is makes it seem like it's nothing. And a half percent is just more technically accurate. So that's what I prefer to call it. If you have 1 cent or a half cent or whatever. Honestly, I don't really even love the concept of a mill. I think that's misleading because people don't understand what that is. You know, a mill is just a tenth of a cent on every $1,000 of valuation. But again, these terms are sometimes terms of art, sometimes terms of obfuscation. In any case, Commissioner May says, you know, because Allison is saying this is a ministerial function, you basically don't have the ability to say no. And he says, yes, we do.
Obviously, we're going to be supportive. We just hope that as we put this on the ballot, that the schools in District 3, particularly Pensacola High School, we've had this tax and we're putting it on the ballot, and it's not just administrative because we do have the ability today to not put it on the ballot if we so desire. Now,
just as an observation, it's interesting because kind of their argument against Pam Childers is that she just has ministerial obligations to approve the decisions that they make, which they think she's violating her duty in not paying for at least, you know, part of the things that they say ought to be paid for. But when it comes to, in this case, a ministerial duty to approve a request by the school board to put a 0.5% local option sales tax, well, now all of a sudden we've got teeth. Now all of a sudden we got power.
The conditions of the schools in District 3, particularly the locker rooms at Pensacola High School, is just really unacceptable. And so I hope that our friends over at the school board recognizes that, you know, we're being supportive of putting this on there, but also cognitive enough to understand the importance of equal distribution of these funds throughout all five districts for our school.
I'm always torn on this claim, the idea of equal distribution of funds, because more money comes from some areas than from others because of the way property taxes work, right? And it's not obvious that every person, every school, every district is entitled to the same share of the funds if they don't contribute the same level of taxes. But what that sounds an awful lot like is, you know, rich kids get good schools and poor kids get bad schools. And that's not what I mean either. But the idea that every school should be equal, or in his case, what he's saying, that every district ought to be equal, well, given the low number of schools in District 3, which is a common complaint, it's weird to say District 3 ought to be getting the fair share of revenue. I mean, it's just, it's a complicated subject, okay? And he keeps bringing up this issue of the locker rooms at Pensacola High School, which I don't know anything about, but if he's saying they're in bad shape, I'm going to trust him at his word that that's the case. We'll come back to this in just a second. Meanwhile, Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, seeing a little bit of slowdown in Cantonment this morning. This is going to be on Highway 29 at the intersection of 29 and Muskogee Road there at the Raceway, showing slow in both directions getting through that intersection. Not seeing an accident, but just normal morning slowdown. Otherwise, around town, not seeing anything. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. And looks like I-10 and I-110 look clear. If you see anything on the roadways slowing you down out there, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the conversation with the county commission meeting on Thursday about the 1.5% school local option sales tax extension from 2028 to 2038. It's already, you know, we're about 4 years away from it running out, I guess, based on the background information. So this is not to raise taxes. This is to continue a tax increase, but, you know, technically.
No, Madam Attorney, it seems administrative, but it is putting a tax on the ballot. And the only reason I'm supporting...
It could not be administrative because we could make a motion to not put it on there, right?
Well, yeah. But the voters can decide if they want it.
Yeah, they can bring it back. So
I'll support it in that aspect. But... if the folks in this game
can't clean off your microphone,
so I'll make a motion to move it forward.
Well, I'm very supportive of it as a SIG caller because I served on the Watchdog Committee from its inception. But I do know that there are some needs, in particularly the inner city schools that really need some attention. And we have a new superintendent. I'm sure that he's going to address that.
And he does talk about a couple of those schools.
There's millions that have been put into Warrington Middle School for that improvement. But, you know, quite frankly, I mean, because it's charter. But there are still other kids that are hurting that got to get to Warrington Middle. And so we got the same amount of money that we're putting in capital outlay for Warrington. We need to be putting it in Lincoln Park. Lincoln Park is a horrible place for a child to have to go to school, and now we're talking about closing. I mean, they can't even go to the bathroom. Kids can't, the football players, they want a decent football team at PHS, but they can't take showers. So, I mean, that's problematic.
Yeah, these seem like problems. So, 827, News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David? By the way, they did approve it, of course. But go ahead, David.
The Biden administration welcoming an Israeli delegation to the White House today for some high-level meetings. President Biden invited a team of officials to Washington during a recent phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Kate Middleton and her husband, Prince William, say they are enormously touched by the messages of support since her announcement last Friday that she's in the early stages of chemotherapy. And Boeing's CEO apparently is stepping down. The company issued a statement this morning confirming Dave Calhoun is going to be leaving at the end of the year. This announcement comes along with word that several other senior leaders at Boeing have also decided to leave the company in the wake of all the negative news stories since the door plug incident.
Yeah, and what was the thing that I saw? The Justice Department maybe was sending notices to people on that flight that
FBI.
They might have been victims of a crime. Is that
yes.
right?
Yeah, I did see that as well. Yeah, the FBI was sending out letters to the people that were on the plane.
Okay, there you go. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, it's not really a big surprise, I think, that the Boeing CEO would be stepping aside. There's a lot of reasons to complain about the way CEO and high-level leaders in a lot of companies get their pay, right? And, you know, the notion that you can make a bunch of money staying or you can also get paid a bunch of money for leaving. And if you're bad at it, you get paid anyway and all of that kind of stuff. And I agree with a lot of those concerns. It seems like a more reasonable approach, which is very unlikely to ever happen, would be, you know, what if CEOs got docked $10 million per bad news story or $1 million or $500,000? Well, Andrew, then they'd have, well, I don't know. I mean, if you can't run the company enough to make it be good news or, you know, fix the problems. I mean, what's your metric? You know, did they get performance metrics? It's probably stock price, which prices in all of the other stuff. Right? And I mean, I get that. But does this solve a thing, you know? Does one CEO losing his job, who will probably take a job leading some other company or teaching somewhere, I mean, you know, does this really solve anything for corporate culture at Boeing? Do you feel like this is adequate given the level of problems that they have had in recent years? Not saying it's a nothing. I will just throw out there for consideration that, you know, one of the other issues you have is that corporations cannot be imprisoned, right? There are no criminal consequences for corporations, per se, only for maybe people who make decisions, but even they're very weakly enforced. I don't know, maybe if there were criminal sanctions for individuals, as corporate representatives, you might have accountability.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's in court in New York City this morning for a hearing about his criminal trial there.
His attorneys are expected to ask for another postponement. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of falsifying business records prosecutors say was part of an effort to keep adult film star Stormy Daniels from going public in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Four men accused in a mass shooting and arson at a concert in Moscow, Russia, killing at least 137 people, appear in court looking like they've been beaten in custody.
The men are aged between 19 and 32, all identified in Russian media as citizens of Tajikistan. ISIS has claimed responsibility for what was the deadliest attack on Russian soil in years. Today's been declared a national day of mourning.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Boeing CEO says he'll step down at the end of the year. The company's dealing with safety and quality concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It's, well, warm but windy today. Right now, 59 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Well, we've got an update on that student found with a gun at Gulf Breeze High School last week.
During the initial investigation, it was discovered that the mother had knowledge that the son had their gun and was carrying it with them. So we worked with the state attorney's office and were able to get charges on the mother for allowing her son to have that firearm.
Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne there, and the student arrested last week after reportedly threatening another student. A school resource officer then found the loaded gun after searching that student's vehicle and locker. The student has not been identified, but is facing charges of bringing a firearm onto school property and possession of a firearm as a minor. 3-year-old child in critical condition this morning after being hit by a vehicle last night on Blue Angel Parkway. FHP says that child walked out in front of a vehicle that couldn't stop in time. A second vehicle then crashed into the first vehicle. The child was taken to Ascension Sacred Heart. Right now, no update on their condition. The two drivers involved are not injured in that crash. A Pensacola man riding a motorcycle was killed in a crash over the weekend on Bear Lake Road in Santa Rosa County. FHP says that crash happened Saturday afternoon. An SUV traveling on State Road 4 reportedly did not yield to the motorcyclist while making a left turn. The rider was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. The driver of the SUV, a 69-year-old Fort Walton Beach woman, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries as well. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the U.S. needs to be very vigilant about border security.
There is a trafficking network out there that specializes in moving people. They do it for profit, moving people and migrants around the world, including across our southern border, who have links to ISIS. I think common sense tells you if they run a trafficking network of people, they would most certainly use it to move operatives into the United States.
During an interview on ABC's This Week, Rubio said the border crisis could make a terrorist attack inside the U.S. more likely. Rubio says the terrorist group that carried out the attack in Moscow this week would love to do the same here. ISIS-K took responsibility for that attack at a music hall that left more than 130 people dead. Missing child alert out for an Escambia County teenager. FDLE issuing that alert over the weekend for 16-year-old Mariah West. Last seen on Wednesday in Pensacola, Mariah described as black, 5'5", 180 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. A photo of West has been posted on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and if you have any information on her location, you should contact them. More Americans have now been rescued from Haiti and are safe here in Florida. The Division of Emergency Management announcing that 9 Americans were on a plane that landed last night in Orlando, and on Saturday, another plane carrying 21 Americans landed safely. Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says they are planning daily flights to evacuate Americans. And a Huntsville-based Army general temporarily suspended from the military. In a statement released on Sunday, the Pentagon announcing four-star General Charles Hamilton has now been placed on suspension after an investigation that he used his position to influence the selection of a lower-ranking officer for a command job. Hamilton was the head of the Army's Material Command, headquartered at Redstone Arsenal in Alabama. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
Okay, this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Not seeing any accidents or slowdowns on our roadways to tell you about. Looks like 9 Mile is clear. Mobile Highway is good through Beulah. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Looks like Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. And Highway 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any slowdowns or problems this morning. If you see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down and you want to let us know about it, call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
A very windy day today with winds anywhere from 20 miles an hour sustained, gusting even higher. High today near 72 degrees, low tonight near 65 degrees. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms moving in through the morning and early afternoon. A few storms could be strong under a low-end risk of severe weather, high near 75, low near 57. On Wednesday, we will be calming down with a high near 76 and a low near 50 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, trees are definitely swaying in the wind out there. It's 59 degrees in Pensacola, 59 in Gulf Breeze, 60 in Milton. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now this morning. The markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow is down 69.93. at 39,405.97, S&P 500 down 1257 at 52,22.44, and the NASDAQ down 7305 at 16,355.76 today. Our 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.23%. Gold prices up 14.90 today at 21,74.90. Silver prices up 4 cents at 24,88. And Bitcoin up 1,350.14 today at 67,189.60. Well, for a lot of people, tax refunds provide a once-a-year opportunity for some big financial moves.
For many people, tax refunds provide a once-a-year opportunity to make big financial moves. Orrin Adler, a certified public accountant in Fairlawn, New Jersey, advises clients...
Invest some. Enjoy some and give some to charity. Charity is also deductible on the face of your tax return right now.
And he says before you spend, you should think about next year's taxes, especially if you have a side hustle or real estate income.
If you have a side hustle, which is reported on a Schedule C, that's your business profit or loss, or if you have rental real estate, which is reported on Schedule E, the profits for those are subject to certain taxes, so you need to pay those estimates on time.
And Adler says what you do with your money is often age-dependent.
The older you are, the more you should be putting away for investments and savings. And in the younger age, you should also be thinking of planning, am I going to be getting engaged? Am I starting a family? Am I saving for a home?
I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Thank you very much, Sarah. And conservatives not happy with the $1 trillion spending package just signed into law by the president during an interview on CNN. Texas Republican Chip Roy called that bill a failure by Republican leaders. Former President Trump's social media company going public as part of a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation voted on Friday to approve that merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, which owns Truth Social. Trump would hold about 80 million shares in that merged company. 8:39, next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Experience an Easter morning like no other. As the sun rises over the Pensacola Bay, be a part of the 12th annual Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoos Stadium. Filled with incredible worship and a powerful message, this is an iconic Easter tradition and is loved by thousands. Come again or join us for the very first time. Now it all starts Easter morning at 6:15 a.m. presented by Marcus Point Baptist Church. This Easter, celebrate the resurrection at a service you won't forget.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today's topic is actually inspired by Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, who did an interview with Bert Thornton, who is the creator of Bert's Chili, on his Coffee with the Commissioner last week.
What does Bert Thornton order at Waffle House when you go into Waffle House as a customer? What's the best thing on the menu?
Well, for me, it's a Texas cheesesteak plate scattered, smothered, and peppered.
Scattered, smothered, and peppered, but not covered and chunked. Why not covered and chunked?
Well, covered is cheese, and I put the cheese on the Texas cheesesteak melt, and I don't want to put it on the hash browns, and the chunked is ham, and if I ever order grits, I tell them to chunk and pepper the grits, which is grilled ham and grilled jalapenos in the grits. But yeah, wow. And we have people who order everything. They get the hash brown, scattered, smothered, covered, chunk, diced up, pepper cap, and country, and that's
me.
Does the grill operator get
Wes?
Is that what you get, Wes?
That's me. That's what I order.
First time he's ever said those words in that order, I'm sure. First 5,000th time. And now, Jake, you used to, right?
I used to work at Waffle House. Yeah.
Used to make a hash browns or two.
A few. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are really the expert in house, and that's what I want to ask people. 437-1620. When you go to the Waffle House, as I know you do. What is your order? I'm really focused in on the hash browns, but it could be whatever you want to say. I mean, that's fine. We'll leave it open to any roaming discussion. At the Waffle House, you've heard what Bert orders, and you got to figure that Bert, based on his expertise, orders the best thing in the house.
Yes. I mean, that cheesesteak is, I mean, it is phenomenal.
I don't think I've ever had it.
It is so good.
Which makes me so sad.
It really is good. But I get the All-Star special. It's okay. The best value. You get a little bit of everything. You get the waffle. You get eggs and hash
grits.
Browns and choice of meat. Yeah, it's great. And I go scattered, smothered, covered, chunked.
Okay. All right. I am I get a waffle because you have to get a waffle. I always get a waffle. And then I get a hash browns. And if I'm feeling just like plain Jane, then I'll just get the double. But otherwise, I get the single, and I'll get it with, I don't want to, cheese, ham, tomatoes, and chili is how I go. Wow. I don't do onions. There's already onions in the chili. Don't need that. The jalapenos are fine. That's fine. Mushrooms in the chili just gives me the willies, even though I love the mushrooms. And the gravy just seems like you're killing the whole purpose of having everything else in there. Yeah. To me, Because then you put the gravy on, that's all you taste. But, you know, I'm not going to argue with Wes. Wes is every bit the food expert that you would expect him to be. He really is. I mean, he's a great griller, by the way. 844 on News Radio 92.3, 437-1620, 437-1620. What's your Waffle House order? Particularly, what's your Waffle House hash browns order? Let's see. Somebody here texts in patty melt on wheat. On wheat? I mean, you lost me in four words. On wheat. Hash browns, scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, and if I'm feeling crazy, topped. Oh, you got to do. Got to get the chili in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get the chili in there. That I will do that at home. When I make chili at home, I always try to make, and it usually just works out. There's enough for us to eat, and I leave just enough that I can have a homemade hash browns with, you know, if there's some ham laying around and some chili and some tomatoes and some cheese, and I mean, you know, it's not ever quite as good. It's extra special when they make it at Waffle House because they put love in there. But, you know, it is good.
And shortening.
It's edible. Shortening.
Oil.
That's right. Let's see. Four scrambled eggs, and I make sure a six-minute pecan waffle. I don't like less than 6 minutes because it's too gooey. I like it crispy outside and fluffy inside. That is the way, right? Al dente is what you want for a waffle. You want the al dente waffle. Oh, we could get into what you put on the waffle, though. That's a... That's a whole separate question, though. I don't know. You know, whatever you want to do. I'm just saying, you know, butter and syrup, right? Grilled chicken sandwich, hash browns, covered chunk, peppered, and onions. All right, very good. What's that?
I'm hungry. I'm so hungry right now. Oh, my gosh.
And you and I, are you fasting today?
Yeah, I haven't eaten
anything.
Me
too. I haven't eaten since like 9 last night.
And yeah,
no, this is making me, like, I know where I'm going after work. No, I'm not, because I don't eat until 3. Anyway, let's see. Texas bacon, chicken melt, double plate, scattered, smothered, double covered. Double covered.
Oh,
look at you playing with the double toppings. I like that. And chunked. I will say that. What's an American cheese?
The American cheese is either cheddar or Colby, I think.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So I would. I like cheddar on my... on my hash browns or my chili.
Yeah.
Somebody says Texas cheesesteak plate with hash browns covered and topped. Somebody here says all-star and hash browns with onions. Somebody says, ooh, we got a secret here. It's not on the menu. Fiesta omelet. Substitute bacon for ham with grits. Interesting. All right. I follow you on this. 437-1620. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Mm. How's that hunger going?
Man, my stomach is just sitting here just churning. Oh,
me
man.
Me too, I know. Worst possible topic for either of us.
Exactly. And they have biscuits now at Walmart. What's up with that?
At Waffle House?
I mean, at Waffle House. Yeah. Sorry. I'm wanting to go to Walmart and get groceries so I can go home and eat. I'm not seeing any major issues on our roadways. Looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is good. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. And if you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, not seeing any accidents slowing you down. If you do see anything on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can always call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, dice, topped, country, capped report on the traffic.
Nicely done. By the way, I will say this. Whenever I go to Waffle House and get all this food and then you have to roll me out, I always drink coffee. And the problem is I drink too much of it because, you know, you keep refilling those, what are they, like 5 ounce cups or whatever, you know, and you just keep putting the sugar and the cream and the drinking and drinking and drinking. And so I'm always high as a kite when I come out of Waffle House on, like, jittery.
Hey,
you know, like
I've
had energy drinks. What's that?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Where are we going? We're going home?
Every single time, for sure. I have no self-regulating mechanism there. Hash browns with scattered, smothered, covered, chunk, diced with raisin toast. All right, fair enough. Hash brown bowl, scrambled egg, sausage, onion, sausage, gravy. Somebody just says, making me hungry, too. You're welcome. Somebody says, when we were dating, did we? Oh, this is for somebody else. I knew my wife had never been to Waffle House when she ordered French fries.
You have home fries?
You know, Waffle House for a first or second date is actually a pretty good one because you learn a lot about a person when you go to the Waffle House.
Yeah.
And if you're the guy trying to figure out, is she high or low maintenance, you know, I mean, you learn some things, right? And you, maybe what you want is a woman who doesn't need to go the high expensive place. They can be happy at the Waffle House. All-star, three eggs over easy sausage, peanut butter waffle, double hash browns, double chunk, double covered, double peppered. Good Lord.
Whoa.
Regular, double everything. I love it. And honey instead of syrup. And I always get raisins in my toast. Oh, I play raisins in my toast on the jukebox as I'm leaving.
Raisins in my toast.
Oh. Oh, you're the best. Somebody here says, just cheese on the browns, one cup of coffee. I get the Texas bacon cheesesteak melt plate, light onions on the sandwich, and hash browns and double cheese. All right, raise your hand if you want to go to Waffle House now.
Oh, man.
The power of advertising. 849 on News Radio 92.3. I'll bill y'all later. no, I just thought, haven't heard from him and talking about the Burt's Chili got me thinking that'd be a perfect question to ask because everybody's been there. If you haven't, you know how sad it is? There's probably people like, I don't really know what any of those words mean. Mm. Oh, go. Come on, go. 850 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. this Wednesday for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, ladies, it's now or never. Hands in!
1, 2, 3.
Back at Sweet 16 appearances for the first time in 3 decades.
Congratulations, Alabama. Congratulations to you fans. I will not say the R and the T word because I don't do that as an Auburn fan, but that's okay. Tennessee also.
Got it. Dalton Kadak delivers in the clutch. Texas with one last heave coming down 4. Hunter missed it, and that's it. The Tennessee Volunteers are headed back to the Sweet 16.
That game was a little tight at the end. The Clemson game also.
And Clemson's march through the madness will continue to the City of Angels. The Tigers are marching on to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, all good games. I want to talk about Florida. I know y'all feel my pain. It's fine. I'm not my pain, but I feel your pain because we did it with my team, Auburn.
Donaldson looking for the tie. Not there. Rebound to Brewer.
Good D. Couldn't get it.
Donaldson comes up with it. In and out. Brewer with the tip. That's not there. Allerton comes down with it. Auburn's got a foul to stop the clock. All kinds of opportunities they had.
14 seconds to go, now down 3, and you've got free throws coming from Yale. They make 1.
Leaves it off the left side. 4-point deficit here for Auburn. Here come the Tigers. Johnson takes it in, draws the contact. Wow, a chance for an and one. A possible 3-point play with 8.7 left.
To get within 1, but...
Out of time, 9.4 in and out. Boom, fighting for it. It's a loose ball. Alton falls down on it. We got a jump ball. It'll be Tigers basketball. There is hope. There is hope for the Auburn Tigers.
No, there's not. Don't say that. Oh, inbound to Donaldson. Under the bucket. Misses. Did not win. And end of this game. So, But the good news is Illinois won, so I'm not forced to pick between Illinois and Auburn. So, anybody want to redo on your bracket? I'm actually doing okay on my bracket. I may be one of the few, but it's probably about to get ugly. It always happens to me. I always pick with my heart, not my head. So, you know, because I would my view is I would rather root for the teams I love and care and want to win than do well in the bracket, but be conflicted because I didn't pick my team to win. And so I always get heartbreak in this thing. But you never know. I mean, you know, once you get to the Sweet 16, anything's possible. 437-1620, 437-1620. I thought this was interesting. Mark Wahlberg. You know Mark Wahlberg, right? Good-looking guy. Manly-looking guy. What's his bedtime routine with his wife? I'll tell you in a second. You'll find it interesting. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Do tell.
this traffic what can we learn?
That's a great tease. Our traffic report is brought to us by ECUA this morning. Not seeing anything major on our roadways. This just came in on our traffic tip line. Looks like the railroad tracks at Old Kimstrand and 29 in Cantonment, I guess, there. The bars... on the track, on the, what do you call that? Trestle? Is that the
crossing?
Word? The crossing, yeah. Sure. They are stuck down after, I guess, the train went through, and they have not gone back up, so that's causing some slowdowns there, the flashing lights and the arms down, but no train.
At what intersection?
That's going to be at Old Kimstrand Road and Highway 29.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, it's all good. That's not a busy area or anything.
29 in Kimstrand. I can't make that work in my head.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I'm just reading it as they texted in. I didn't have time to look it up. But other than that, we're looking great on our roadways. If you see anything out there and it's slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Everybody gets me in trouble with Andrew all the time. ECUA, because I don't know the area that well. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now. Call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
So I was looking at the map just to see if I could figure it out. I think it might be the 9 mile one again, near to US 29, but I'm not sure. So, oh my God, these trains. These trains in this area are terrible. Okay, so back to Mark Wahlberg and his lovely bride. I asked you the question, or teased you with the question. What is Mark Wahlberg's bedtime routine to make sure that he has a long-lasting marriage with his wife? You ready? They watch TV. And he says that no matter what we watch, he never makes it to the end. He always falls asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, raise your hand. I used to laugh at my stepdad when he fell asleep in the chair, and I used to laugh at my grandma when she falls asleep at the movies. And you know who is that person now at the, and not just this year, but at the ripe young age of 53? Oh, my God. Every time. It's just, you know, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. You know, it's only how long can I stay awake? And so my wife will periodically look over and she's like, time for you to go to bed? I'm like, yeah, it is. And then I'll have missed like 5 minutes of the thing that we're continuing to watch. I'll have to go back and rewatch it the next day without her for 5 minutes to get caught up again. So, but you know, hey, we're going on 27 years, so maybe Mark Wahlberg and I have something in common. Was that not the answer you were looking for, Jake?
I figured it might be prayer, actually.
Oh.
He's a big prayer
yeah,
guy.
That's
yeah.
true. And they yeah. didn't they move their family away from all of the hype, too? I think they were the ones who did that. So, 437-1620, what else? Oh, hey, future news. Time for us to predict the future. Sometimes it sneaks up on me a little bit. Trump owes $454 million today. Or at least a bond proving it or whatever, in case he loses long-term. Will he come up with that money?
Yeah, he'll go to the ATM. He'll get that.
You want that in tens. Yeah, I think he's going to either not pay or get a legal extension. Mm. I think it won't be just he's going to pony up. He says he's got $500 million he could pay, but they're trying to rob him of all of his money he needs for you know, the campaign. Let's see. Shohei Ohtani. Oh, my God, this drama. Mm. What's it going to turn out to be? Did he pay the money or did the interpreter pay the money?
I want to believe that it was an interpreter and not him personally. But
if he had paid the money to an illegal bookie, even if it's not like baseball related, that's probably going to be a problem for him yeah. with the baseball officials. So I'm kind of hoping that it's not the first story that came out, but it's the second story. But man, we'll see. Will we get a vote from Jeff Bergosh and the County Commission on concurrency before the primary?
Not likely.
I don't know. We might have to go on concurrency vote watch, you know, day by day and see if something gets proposed because he says he wants it. Put it up for a vote.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.